Daily Dose for October 13th, from Jeremiah 22 to 23. Our reading in Jeremiah today involves a slice of time, also covered in 2 Chronicles chapter 36. It's helpful in understanding Jeremiah to keep in mind the sequence of events in Judah as detailed in Chronicles. Josiah, the last good king of Judah, at his death in war with Egypt, has been succeeded by his son Jehoahaz, referred to here in Jeremiah as Shalom. But his reign was only 3 months long, at which time Pharaoh, king of Egypt, took Jehoahaz away to Egypt and installed another of Josiah's sons, Eliakim, as king, changing his name to Jehoiakim. He reigned 11 years until Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon deported Jehoiakim along with lots of loot from Jerusalem. The history is fascinating and terribly sad, but I don't want to detract from Jeremiah's words to the kings and officials and the people of Jerusalem, for his prophetic message gives the reason, the why, for these dreadful events. This is what the Lord says: do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of his oppressor the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong to the alien or the fatherless or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. But if you do not obey these commands, declares the Lord, I swear by myself that this palace will become a ruin. They did the exact opposite of what God declared. So God's punishment for their sins was coming down full force. No one would or could stop it. Yet in the midst of the doom and gloom, Jeremiah points to a hope that burns hot in our hearts to this day. The righteous branch is coming again. He came the first time to, quote, take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Hebrews 9:28. What all the other descendants of David could not and would not do, this son of David did, and he is our living hope. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.